Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First up today, a new report from Bloomberg sheds new light on Apple's early efforts to grow its services business. The report explains that Apple's newest services, such as Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade, have yet to generate any meaningful revenue. It says that although Apple's overall services business is going well, the bulk of that is generated by the App Store and Apple's multi-billion dollar search deal with Google. Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and the Apple Card are not yet playing much of a role. The Bernstein analysis cited by Bloomberg says that after the App Store and Google deal, AppleCare is the third biggest generator of services revenue, followed by a vague other category, then iCloud, Apple Music, Apple TV, and lastly iTunes. For Apple TV Plus specifically, Bernstein estimates that fewer than 15% of eligible customers signed up for the free one-year trial available to them. For Apple Arcade, Apple recently shifted its strategy to focus on new types of games, canceling contracts for some games that were still in development. Some developers said that this change suggests that subscriber growth has been weaker than expected so far. For Apple Card, which launched in the US last year, there is no annual fee, so Apple takes a cut of the interest charges by Goldman Sachs. Today's report highlights that Goldman Sachs has accumulated around $2 billion in credit lines since the Apple Card launch, which is a fraction of other co-branded cards. And finally, Apple News Plus appears to be struggling more than any other service, but we kind of already knew that. Apple is hoping that the recent addition of audio stories and expanded local news coverage will help subscriber growth. But while Bloomberg's report and the Bernstein analysis paints an overall dark picture of Apple's early services, what's important to remember is that many of these services are still very much in their early days, with Apple shifting strategy and learning from its early mistakes. Apple will report its Q3 2020 earnings on Thursday, which should offer another glimpse at services performance for the company. The latest iOS 14 beta includes a possible hint at the rumored 5.4-inch iPhone 12. Based on the Display Zoom feature, which is now available for 5.8-inch iPhone models, 95 Mac has found that iOS 14 is ready to work on a new, smaller iPhone screen. First of all, it's important to describe what the Display Zoom feature is and why it's related to our latest discovery. Display Zoom has been present on iOS since the introduction of the iPhone 6, and it allows users to make interface elements like buttons, icons, and text larger. The feature uses a simple trick to work. It changes the entire system interface to the one used by another smaller iPhone. So for instance, if you have an iPhone with a 5.5-inch screen, such as the iPhone 8 Plus, zoomed mode will use the same interface as a 4.7-inch iPhone. And if you have a 4.7-inch iPhone, enabling this option will bring the interface of a 4-inch iPhone. But the iPhone X doesn't have the Display Zoom feature, as it was only available in one screen size. This continued with the 5.8-inch iPhone XS and iPhone 11 Pro. On the other hand, the iPhone XS Max and iPhone 11 Pro Max do feature support for Display Zoom, allowing users to switch from the 6.5-inch view to the 5.8-inch. So what's new in iOS 14 Beta 3 is that Apple has added Display Zoom support for the iPhone X, iPhone XS, and iPhone 11 Pro for the first time. So naturally, this addition is what made us investigate what was behind the change. In 2018, the screen resolution of the iPhone XS Max was discovered ahead of its official announcement thanks to the iOS 12 beta. By modifying the iOS simulator on the Mac, it was possible to confirm that iOS was ready to work at the new resolution. So, we repeated this strategy this year. This time around, we've discovered that Apple has been working to adapt the iOS interface for a new, smaller resolution, which is the same resolution used by zoomed mode on the 5.8-inch iPhone models. What we've been able to do is force the iOS simulator on the Mac to run at a resolution of 960 by 2079 pixels, and it shows the system interface correctly. So we strongly believe that this interface is being prepared for the rumored smaller iPhone 12, which is expected to feature a 5.4-inch screen. So essentially what's happening here is that Apple is preparing this new resolution not only for the smaller 5.4-inch iPhone, but also as the display zoom option for the 5.8-inch iPhones. This exactly follows Apple's strategy of scaling down the 6.5-inch iPhone interface to 5.8 inches when in display zoom. And having a 5.4-inch iPhone with a resolution of 960 by 2079 means that we're talking about a higher pixel density than the current iPhone models, something like 425 pixels per inch compared to 326 pixels per inch. You can get a closer look at how this will work at the link in the show notes below. And if all of this seems a little bit confusing, the key takeaway here is that Apple is preparing the iOS 14 operating system and interface to work on a smaller 5.4-inch iPhone 12. Much like we talked about yesterday with Face ID coming to the Mac eventually, it's clear that Apple is starting to prepare its different operating systems for new hardware features coming soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.